You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm James Kimarasamy with NewsHour. Reports coming out of further bloodshed in Libya, battles for some of those towns which have been held by rebels opposed to Colonel Gaddafi, and the Colonel himself making another defiant speech on state television. Once again, he's blamed the uprising on foreigners and Al-Qaeda, and he's called on people of all ages in the second city, Benghazi, to rise up against the rebels who are now in charge. We'll be hearing a bit more detail about those battles in just a minute, but let's hear from the capital, Tripoli, now. It's become increasingly difficult to make contact with people there over the last few days. So here are the recorded thoughts of one Libyan dissident in Tripoli who returned to the country to support the uprising.
For us, the almost 2.5 million residents of the capital, life here is far from normal by any stretch of the imagination. For the past 10 days, we have been living in the midst of what is the regime's last significant stronghold, along with the city of Sirte. Travelling around the capital today, you can get a clear picture of what it is like to live in a regime stronghold. Support for the government, whilst representing a minority, is overtly visible at all times, and sometimes dramatically overdone. Cars are plastered top to bottom in green flags and pictures of the colonel himself. Rallies of beeping, flashing cars can be seen in various parts of the city, with people hanging out of the windows cheering and chanting. What's interesting is that most of these people are teenagers. The cars are shiny and brand new and void of a number plate, some even with the plastic protective covers still on the seats. It adds substance to the claims that the regime has paid off whole districts in Tripoli, often deprived areas, in return for support. Anyone caught talking to the media is almost immediately arrested. Phones are monitored, and I'm often using multiple phones to avoid being tracked after talking to journalists. There is absolutely no way for the journalists to gauge the real sentiment of the city. Only a small percentage of shops are open, and of those that are open, shelves are bare and customers are few. People tell me that they open their shops just to have an excuse to stand outside and watch and wait. There are people on the streets and traffic is back, but no one quite knows where everyone is going. By and large, traffic is caused by the people on the streets queuing up at banks wanting to withdraw their savings or pick up the free 500 dinars that the regime has promised to all the families in an attempt to gain support, 42 years too late.
One man's view of the situation in Tripoli, which, as he said, remains a stronghold of Colonel Gaddafi.